trumpet and loud let it ring. Jesus is coming again. Cheer up, you pilgrims, be joyful and sing. Jesus is coming again.
戏说基督教，李四贵牧师主讲。
Coming again, coming again, Jesus is coming again.
We will pray before we begin the study of today's lesson.
在今天我们开始研究之前，我们要先低头祷告。
我们在天上的父，你是真理的来源。我们愿意更明白你的真理，求主用你的话使我们成圣，使我们得到力量应付将来的问题。我们这样的祈求都是奉主的圣名，阿们。 Shall we now turn to lesson 34?
现在我们要翻到第三十四课。
Lesson 34
第三十四课。
The subject of lesson 34 is the only Savior.
第三十四课的题目是唯一的救主。
The city of Washington, D.C.
美国的京城华盛顿城
is like a wheel.
好像一个轮子一样。
All the main avenues.
所有的一些主要的道路
like the spokes of a wheel
都像轮子的轮辐
lead to the hub
通向那个轴心。
Here the Capitol building is located
在那个中心就有美国的国会议事堂。
It makes no difference which avenue you travel
不论你是走在哪一条路上。
If you are headed in the right direction,
只要你走的方向是对
toward the center,
就是朝着中心走
you will eventually arrive at the Capitol building.
最后你一定会走到那个国会议事堂。
Many people use the same reasoning,
很多人他们使用同样的这种理论
when it comes to religion,
就是在讨论宗教的时候。
They say we may be traveling different roads.
他们说我们也许是走在不同的路上。
Some are Mohammedans.
有的人是信回教。
Some Buddhists.
有的人信佛教。
Some Confucianists.
有的人是信儒教。
However, all roads lead to one place, heaven.
但是每一条路都是通向一个地方，就是天国。
The believer in the Bible.
相信圣经的人
cannot accept this theory
不能接受这种理论。
It is contrary to the instructions of Christ
这种理论和耶稣基督的教训是相反的。
We repeat John 14:6
再念约翰十四章第六节
which says
一地方说
I am the way
我就是道路
the truth
真理
and the life
生命。
No man cometh unto the Father but by me
人若不借着我就不能到父那里去。
Moreover, Christ says
还有基督又说
I am the door
我就是门。
By me, if any man enter in
凡从我进来的
he shall be saved
必然得救。
John 10:9
约翰十章九节。
In fact,
事实上
the very name Jesus means Savior.
耶稣的名字的意思就是救主。
For the angel informed Joseph,
因为天使告诉约瑟说
and she, Mary,
就说她是玛利亚
shall bring forth a son,
要生一个儿子
and you shall call his name Jesus.
你要给他起名叫耶稣
for he shall save his people from their sins.
因他要将自己的百姓从罪恶里救出来。
Matthew 1:21.
马太一章二十一节。
After Christ arose from the dead,
在基督从死复活之后
and ascended on high,
升上了高天。
His disciple Peter testified that Christ was the only Savior in these words.
他的门徒彼得见证就是基督乃是唯一的救主，他这样说。
Neither is there salvation in any other.
除他以外别无拯救。
For there is none other name under heaven.
因为在天下人间没有赐下别的名。
Yes, under heaven, given among men, whereby we must be saved.
我们可以靠着得救。
Acts 4:12.
使徒行传四章十二节。
Today I wish to present the characteristics of Christ.
在今天我要提到耶稣基督所具有的特点。
Which make him the only Savior.
这些个特点就使他成为唯一的救主。
First,
第一个，
Christ is the eternal God.
基督就是永生的上帝。
He lived with God the Father.
他是与天父上帝同在一起。
From the days of eternity.
从亘古的时候就是这样。
John 1:1 says,
约翰一章一节这样说，
In the beginning was the Word.
太初有道。
And the Word was with God.
道与上帝同在。
And the Word was God.
道就是上帝。
Second,
第二，
Christ became incarnate.
基督成了道成肉身。
He was conceived by the Holy Spirit.
他是从圣灵怀孕。
And born of the Virgin Mary.
由童女玛利亚所生。
This was a miraculous birth.
这是一种奇迹的诞生。
Christ was the word spoken of by John.
约翰所说的道也就是基督。
The word was made flesh.
道成了肉身。
And dwelt among us.
住在我们中间。
John 1:14.
约翰一章十四节。
Third,
第三，
Christ is the only sinless man who ever lived.
基督乃是在地上生活的人中唯一没有罪。
In 1 Peter 2:21-22 we read,
在彼得前书二章二十一和二十二节这样有这样的话。
For even hereunto were ye called,
你们蒙召原是为此。
Because Christ also suffered for us,
因基督也为你们受过苦。
Leaving us an example,
给你们留下榜样,
that ye should follow in his steps,
叫你们跟随他的脚中行。
Who did no sin,
他并没有犯罪。
Neither was guile found in his mouth,
口里也没有诡诈。
Fourth,
第四,
Christ is the source of life,
基督就是生命的源头。
In John 1:4 it says,
在约翰第一章四节这样说，
In him was life,
生命在他里头，
And the life was the light of men,
这生命就是人的光。
God created all things through Christ,
上帝借着基督造了一切。
Therefore, in him we live,
所以我们是借着他或者在他里面而生。
And move,
和这个动作。
And have our being, or exist,
或者是生存。
Fifth,
第五，
Christ paid the penalty for man's transgression.
基督为世人所犯的罪付出了罪债。
By his death on the cross,
就是借着他在十字架上的死。
Romans 5:8 says,
罗马书第五章八节说，
But God shows his love for us,
上帝的爱就在此向我们显明了。
In that while we were yet sinners,
就是 在我们还做罪人的时候
Christ died for us.
基督为我们死。
Sixth,
第六
Christ overcame death.
耶稣基督胜过了死亡。
By rising from the dead,
就是他从死里复活的时候。
On the third day,
就在第三天。
2 Timothy 1:10 says,
提摩太后书第一章十节说，
But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ.
但如今借着我们救主基督耶稣的显现才表明出来了。
Who hath abolished death?
他已经把死废去。
And hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel.
借着福音将不能坏的生命彰显出来。
Seventh,
第七
Today Christ lives in heaven.
今天基督是住在天上。
As man's intercessor.
他做人的中保，替人代求。
This is recorded in 1 John 2:1.
在约翰一书二章一节有这样的记录。
And if any man sin,
若是有人犯罪,
we have an advocate with the Father,
在父那里我们有一位中保,
Jesus Christ the righteous,
就是那义者耶稣基督。
We have the word advocate here. In the Chinese it says intercessor, doesn't it? And we also think of a person who is an advocate,or the one who is being accused, or the one who speaks in his behalf. Friend, the Savior I introduce to you today,
朋友，我在今天向你介绍的这位救主
is the very God,
也就是上帝
the Creator,
创造主
the Divine Son,
是神子
and only man who overcame sin and death.
也就是胜过罪恶与死亡的唯一的人。
What other individual in history
在历史上还有哪一个其他的人
has such characteristics
具有这些个特性？
None
没有一个。
You may study the sacred writings of other religions
你可以研究其他宗教的著作。
But outside of the Bible
但是在圣经以外
You will find no savior of all mankind
你不会找到全人类的救主。
Truly this Jesus Christ
就是这一位耶稣基督
Foretold by ancient prophets
是古代的先知所预言的
Is the savior of the world
就是世人的救主。
The history books have recordedThe campaigns of great deliverers.
历史的书籍记载了那些个伟大的拯救者他们的战役。
Famous generals have delivered their nations.
有名的将军拯救了他们的国家。
From the hand of the enemy.
脱离敌人的手。
But no general, aside from Jesus Christ,
在耶稣基督以外没有任何将军
can claim the power.To deliver mankind from the clutches of eternal death.
没有任何其他的人能够自称说是能够在永远的灭亡的魔掌之中将世人拯救出来。
Christ longs to be your personal savior.
基督渴望做你个人的救主。
He is all powerful.
他是全能的。
Regardless of how great your sin,
不论你的罪是多么大
If in your heart there is a desire to overcome
若是在你的心里头有一种愿意胜过的愿望
Christ is by your side to deliver
基督就在你的身旁要拯救你
Wherefore he is able also to save them to the uttermost
他能够拯救到底
That come unto God by him.
就是凡是借着他到上帝面前的人。
Seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them.
因为他是长远活着替他们代求。
Hebrews 7:25.
希伯来书七章二十五节。
Let us pronounce the vocabulary words for lesson 34.
现在我们再讲三十四课的生字念一遍。
There are a total of 11.
一共有十一个生字。
Number one.
第一个。
Avenues.
街道。
Avenues. Two. Spokes.
轮辐。
Spokes.Three, hub,
轴心
hub. Four, capital,
国会议事堂
capital,
这说是首都
Five, characteristics,
特征
characteristics. Six,Incarnate,
道成肉身
Incarnate. Seven, penalty,
刑罚
Penalty. Eight, abolished,
废掉
Abolished. Nine, intercessor,
辩护者或者是中保
Intercessor. Ten, Advocate. Advocate. Eleven, Clutches.
魔掌
Clutches. Now let us read the lesson over again, lesson 34, in English.
现在我们讲34课再用英文念一遍。
The city of Washington, D.C. is like a wheel. All the main avenues, like the spokes of a wheel, lead to the hub. Here the Capitol building is located. It makes no difference which avenue you travel.If you are headed in the right direction, toward the center, you will eventually arrive at the Capitol building. Many people use the same reasoning when it comes to religion. They say we may be traveling different roads. Some are Mohammedans, some Buddhists, some Confucianists. However, all roads lead to one place, heaven.The believer in the Bible cannot accept this theory. It is contrary to the instructions of Christ. We repeat John 14:6, which says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Moreover, Christ says, I am the door.By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved. In fact, the very name Jesus means Savior. For the angel informed Joseph, and she, Mary, shall bring forth a son. And you shall call his name Jesus, for he shall save his people from their sins. Matthew 1:21.After Christ arose from the dead and ascended on high, his disciple Peter testified that Christ was the only Savior in these words, Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4:12. Today,I wish to present the characteristics of Christ, which make him the only Savior. First, Christ is the eternal God. He lived with God the Father from the days of eternity. John 1:1 says, In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Second, Christ became incarnate. He was conceived by the Holy Spirit and born of the Virgin Mary. This was a miraculous birth. Christ was the Word spoken of by John. The Word was made flesh and dwelt among us. John 1:14. Third, Christ is the only sinless man who ever lived. In 1 Peter 2:21-22 we read, "For even hereunto were ye called, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving us an example, that ye should follow in his steps, who did no sin, neither was guile found in his mouth." Fourth, Christ is the source of life. In John 1:4 it says, "In him was life, and the life was the light of men." God created all things through Christ. Therefore, in him we live and move and have our being. Fifth, Christ paid the penalty for man's transgression by his death on the cross. Romans 5:8 says, "But God shows his love for us, in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us." Sixth, Christ overcame death by rising from the dead on the third day. 2 Timothy 1:10 says, "But is now made manifest by the appearing of our Savior Jesus Christ, who hath abolished death, and hath brought life and immortality to light through the gospel." Seventh, today Christ lives in heaven as man's intercessor. This is recorded in 1 John 2:1. "And if any man sin, we have an advocate with the Father, Jesus Christ the righteous." Friend, the Savior I introduce to you today is the very God, the Creator, the Divine Son, the only man who overcame sin and death. What other individual in history has such characteristics? None. You may study the sacred writings of other religions, but outside of the Bible, you will find no Savior of all mankind. Truly, this Jesus Christ, foretold by ancient prophets, is the Savior of the world. The history books have recorded the campaigns of great deliverers. Famous generals have delivered their nations from the hand of the enemy. But no general, aside from Jesus Christ, can claim the power to deliver mankind from the clutches of eternal death. Christ longs to be your personal Savior. He is all-powerful. Regardless of how great your sin, if in your heart there is a desire to overcome, Christ is by your side to deliver. Wherefore, he is able also to save them to the uttermost that come unto God by him, seeing he ever liveth to make intercession for them. Dear listener,
亲爱的听众,
you have read the proofs of Christ as the Savior of the world.
你已经念过关于耶稣基督是救主的证据。
He wants to be your personal Savior.
他愿意做你个人的救主。
By accepting him, you become a Christian.
你要是接受了他, 你就成为基督徒了。
Are there any who want to make this decision today?
有没有谁今天愿意做这样的决定呢?
If so, we trust you will send us a letter.
如果有,请你给我们写一封信。
And we will gladly pray for you.
我们愿意非常乐意地为你祷告。
May God bless you until the next broadcast.
愿上帝赐福给你,再会。